Swedish friends, this year should be Yischus, Lili Nishmas, Chana Bas Rebizuk Yoina, and Chana Bas Esther. It says in Parashas Mishpatim, Lo Sisa Shem Hashav, Al Tashas Yotchaim Rasha, Lios Eid Chomas. Rashi explains, what does it mean, Lo Sisa Shem Hashav? Kitargumo, Lo Tokabel Shema Dishkar. Like the Targum says, don't accept falsehood. Ashar la makabel lashon hara ledayin. This is a warning to somebody who's makabel lashon hara, and also to a dayin, a judge, shelo yishma divrei bal din ad sheyavo bal din chavero, that he shouldn't listen to one bal din until the other bal din comes. You're not allowed to listen to one bal din when the other bal din is not yet present. That is Rashi. So the makor of Rashi is a mechilta de Rebbe Yishmael and Mishpatim, Parsha Chaf. However, there it's brought a little differently. The lashon of the mechilta is Lasisa Shem Hashav. Hare ze azhar la makabel lashon hara dover acher. Hare ze azhar la dain shleishma yibal din atche yibal din imo. There he is, the dover acher. Two different azharas. One is not to be makabel lashon hara, and the other, is an azhara for, as a warning for a dayan that he shouldn't listen to one baal din, to one litigant, and the other litigant is not present. So you see, they're two different perushim. So as Mori Varabi Shlita and Ashir and Parashas Mishpatim, Tavshinayim Beis, upon whom we're basing ourselves, why does Rashi combine both perushim? Azhara la makabel lashon hara la dayan, as if it's one perush. It's really two perushim. One is don't listen to lashon hara, and the other one is don't listen to dayan shouldn't listen to one litigant when the other one is not present. Not only that, but the mechilta brings other perushim. One is it's an azhara not for the dayan but for the baal din. Shelo yashmi dvarav ledayan ad shehei baal din imo, that you shouldn't, the baal din shouldn't say his words until the other one is there. That when the dayan is mashbia, makes the person swear, the person has to say amen, otherwise what the dayan said is a shvua shav. So why does Rashi bring dafka these two perushim when the mechilta brings other perushim as well? Also Rashi says that it's an azhara to be makabel, the makabel lashon hara, not to be makabel, not to accept, not to believe lashon hara. Chora, there's no shaychus between inyani sheker and emes to lashon hara. The yisur of lashon hara is a dvar emes, like the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Sefer Chafetz Chaim and Hilchos Lashon Hara, klal aleph aleph, asul sapir v'gnus chaver ofil alem is gamor, and that's what's called lashon hara. And if it's sheker, it's motzi shemra. So why does Rashi here say that this pasuk of losisa shem hashav Targum lo sekabel shema dishkar, don't listen to falsehood? He says that's lashon hara. Lashon hara is not falsehood. Lashon hara is true. Beikar ha'iser for a dayan not to listen to one baal din. The mechaber paskins in Shulchan Aruch and Choshen Mishpat Siman Yedzayin knows, hey, asur ledayan l'shmo divrei baal din ha'echad shelo b'fnei baal din chavera. It's asur for the dayan to listen to the words of one baal din shelo b'fnei baal din chavera when the other baal din is not present. The sma in Sifkat Yud writes, v'kishe yishma divrei ha'echad shelo b'fnei ha'sheni. If he's listening to one person, not in the presence of the other, he won't be embarrassed to say something false because the other fellow isn't there. There's a discussion in the Shach and the Pesachei Tshuva, their machlokos, if b'diavad his din is a din or not. But it's mashma that when the Baalei Din are together, he's not going to lie. But if that, we have to understand what's pshat. If they're together, he's not going to lie. Then has there ever a din Torah? Oh, there's always one guy who's lying. Otherwise, there's nothing to talk about. He's making one claim, he's making the other. So what din Torah is there? He says, no, only if the other guy isn't there, he's not going to lie. A lie, even if the other, there's always almost always a case of a lie, even when the other Baal Din is present. So in order to explain, we have to really go deep into the psyche of a person. From the day of the Chet of Adam HaRishon, there's been a big mixture in the world of Tov V'Ra and Emes and Sheker, and there's no such thing really as absolute truth, and so too, there's generally not such thing as absolute falsehood. So when you have two people standing at a Din Torah and they have opposing opinions, because of the circumstances, even if they're both Yirei Shemayim and they both mean to say the truth, nevertheless, Daito Shalazim Krovei Etzel Atzmo, a person always thinks that he's right. And the person against him is wrong, the person against him is the Shakran. Because a person has an Igiya Yishis that pictures the Maisa and that colors the Maisa in where he's in the world of truth and his friend is in the world of falsehood. And therefore sometimes when a person comes to a Din Torah, he's not going to think that he's lying mamish b'metzach n'chusha with such grace of chutzpah that he's telling a ligand, he's telling an absolute lie. No, he thinks he's telling the truth. The other guy also thinks he's telling the truth. And the Torah knows this. The Torah says to the person, we want to get you to get to the emistic of truth, the real truth, not what you think is the truth. And therefore they're mashbiah him, and they warn him, and they say, and you should know, the whole world shook when Hashem said, don't take God's name in vain. So you're not allowed to, so he's afraid not to make a false, swear falsely. And we threaten him in various ways. So what we're trying to do is, we're trying to get to the truth. And then you can only go to the depths of a person's soul and see what the real truth is, and not what he thinks the truth is because of all his negias. It's very hard in our world to get to absolute truth because we're filled with negias. What is the emes l'amito? How do you get to absolute truth? There's really only one way. And that is special siyata dishmaya. And that's why you're not allowed to go to a secular court. Because besides what Chazal warned us not to go to a secular court, there's another reason. Because in a secular court, they can't really ever get to the truth. And not because they're all ganavim and shekaronim, which is also true, they're mostly ganavim and shekaronim. It's very, very rare to find an honest judge. They once told the Satmar Rebbe that a certain judge is honest. He doesn't take bribes. So the Satmar Rebbe said, does he have hands? He said, yeah. He said, then he takes bribes. So we know that the courts are filled with ganavim shekaronim, and politicians are ganavim shekaronim. So that's one reason why one shouldn't go to secular courts. But there's another reason, and that is because al derech hateva, al pi derech hateva, how do you get to the absolute truth? It's so hard to see the absolute truth in this world. The only way to do it is if you follow Din Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you special siyata dishmaya. And one of the ways to get to the absolute truth is what the Torah tells us, L'sis Hashem Hashav, Asar L'dayin Shalei Shema Divrei Baal Din, Atshiyav Baal Din Chaver. Don't listen to Reuven until Shimon comes. Don't listen to Litigant A until Litigant B comes. And if the Dayan is Mizalzel in this, and he says, why should I listen to one guy before his friend? Afterwards I'm going to hear his friend, what's the difference? So he was already Sota Medina HaTorah Kedosha. He already veered from what the Torah wants, and now he's not going to be able to be Motzei Din Emes L'Amito. So after we understood this, now we can come to Rashi on the Pasuk. Now we understand that if you follow Din Torah, you're going to have Siyata Dishmai. If you don't follow Din Torah, there's no Siyata Dishmai. So Rashi explains that in the Pasuk there's an Azhar L'Makab Lashon Hara, an Azhar L'Dayin Shalosh Mabal Din Chavero. And Rashi doesn't write a Dabar Acher. Because what Rashi is trying to tell us is that a person who is Makab Lashon Hara, who's an Adam Pashut V'Gas, who's a Prasta Mensch, the Gemara says in Psachim Kuf Yechesam at Aleph, Roy La Shlicha L'Klavim, that it's fitting to throw him to the dogs. Lashon Hara is such a chamer zach to be mekabel Lashon Hara. So the Rashi is comparing him to a dayan who's not careful to hear one person when the other person is present. And he says, well, he's not here. What's the big deal? So we're saying to the dayan, don't be so mekel rosh. Don't take this so lightly. Because this is very serious business. It's like being mekabel Lashon Hara. It's the same madrega. It's the same chomer eser. So why? Because if a person, the dayan, listens to one, the other one's not there, it's going to lead him to sheker. He's not going to have siyata d'shmaya. And it's like being makabel lashon hara, and his din is going to be a false din since he wasn't listening to chukei haTorah. Look at the Gemara in Ksubas with Abaya and Samach Amid Beis. But sometimes a person is not zocha to be to paskin kehalacha. So a person needs the Yad Deshmai, otherwise he's going to live in this world of falsehood. And then he'll be just as bad, just as gas, just as prust as the Makabel Lashon Hara. And the Omek HaDavar, why Be'emes, the dying shouldn't listen to Divrei Baal Din, Echad Kodem Shev HaVeiro, Shlomo HaMelech, Olav HaShalom, said in his Sefer of Mishle, Yilches Yedzayin, Tzadik HaRishon B'Rivo Yavo U'Vareyehu V'Chakro, explains the Ralbag, Miderech HaNoshim Lahamin B'Sipur HaMugad Lahem Rishona. People usually believe the story that they heard first. And therefore the shofet, the judge, is going to think that the first person who comes to him, he's the tzaddik, because he's going to believe him. Tzaddik harishon berivo yavo. And then pasuk continues, uvo reyo v'chikro. V'kasher yavo, explains the Ralbag, reyehu lahagid lo hefech hadvar. When the next guy comes and he says the opposite, he's not going to believe him. He's going to make v'chikra, he's going to make a whole investigation because he's not so sure he believes him, because he believes the first guy. And therefore the Torah says that he shouldn't listen to one, that the dayan is not to listen to the Divrei Baal Din before his friend comes. Because otherwise he's just going to follow the first guy. That's human nature. So this is going to be a din ramiya. And that's why Rashi brings the two perush and l'chilta and he combines them, because Rashi wants to show us. But he should know how serious it is what he's doing. It's like the madrega of a makabel lashon hara. And that's why Rashi also added this inyan of kabbalas sheker, even though lashon hara is said al divrei emes, because Rashi is trying to warn the dayan that not only is one being when he listens to one baal din before the other one comes, not only is he makabel lashon hara, because he's going to believe the first one and he's not going to believe the second one, even though it might not even be true. And it might be true, but he's not allowed to do it. So stam to listen to Lashon Hara, if there's no toelis, if you're not allowed to do it, it's forbidden. So when he listens to one guy and the other guy isn't there, so A, it's going to be Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, even on the tzad that it's true. And not only that, but he's also going to cause a din sheker. Because the only way to come to the Emes is when you follow the Torah, then you have special siyata d'shmaya. So now Rashi reads beautifully. Kisarguma lo sekabel shma d'sheker. Don't listen to falsehood. And then it says, it's an ashar l'makabel lashon hara l'dayin. Which means, he's telling the dayin, shelo yishma divrei baal din ad sheyavo baal din chavero. Rashi puts them all together. Because he's telling this dayin, you should know, that if you listen to one guy and the other guy isn't there yet, you're just as bad as a makabel lashon hara. And not only are you makabel lashon hara, not only are you listening to bad about another person, even though it may be true, you're on such a low madrega, but you're also going to put you in the world of sheker also, because you're going to believe him and it might not be true. So it's going to put him in a world of sheker. Going to put this person in sheker. So it's all together. There's the lashon hara, that's truth, and then there's also sheker, which is the baal din who listens to one fellow without listening to the other. That's going to bring him to sheker, because he's going to believe the first one, like the pasuk says, like the Ralbag explains, and not the second. Rashi explains the word when it says lo sisa, shema shav. Rashi says kitaguma lo sekabel. So he says that the sisa is a lashon of kabbalah, and also in Parashat Shkalim, which is often read with mishpatim, there it also says Kisisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudehem. Rashi says Kisisa is a lashon of Kabbalah. In Maseches Bava Basra and Yud Amud Beis it says Amr Rabbi Bo Amr Moshe Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rabbanu Shel Olam Bameh Tarum Karen Yisrael. How are you going to raise the horn of Israel? Amr Lo Bechisisa. Rashi says Bechisisa. In Basa Lases Roshim Bagba Kachem and Kofrit Staka. If you wanna raise their heads, so take some staka from them. So there Rashi says that Sisa is lashon of Harama. Of Zekifas Rosh. And here in Parashas Kisisa, he says the lashon of Kabbalah. So which one is it? So Pshuta Shel Mikra is talking about Kabbalah's lashon hara, and Kabbalah's Adayin is Divrei Echad without the other one being there. So why did the Torah say a lashon of Kisisa, a lashon of Nisius, and not Lo Sishma? So it's clear then that the Kavan of the Torah is to tell us that when a Adayin listens to Divrei Baal Dina Echad, so what he's doing is he's elevating, he's lifting one over the other, because he's going to make him be the correct one. And on that, the Torah comes to warn us: Lo sisa shem hashav, sisa's taka milashon nesius. Elevating, lifting. Don't lift one person over his friend, because if you accept what one person says, you're going to be lifting him over his friend. And it's the same thing about lashon hara. Lashon Hara, when you're accepting Lashon Hara about your friend, so you're elevating, you're saying, I'm better than him, he does this, he's a Rasha, and I'm not. So that combines both Perushim, and one accepts when he's elevating himself, he's elevating one Baal Din over the other, and he's elevating himself over his friend, and he accepts Lashon Hara. In Parashas Shkalim, like we said, it says, Kisisa is Rosh Bnei Yisrael of Kudeyam, Venos Nuish Kofer Nafsho, Ha'ashir lo yarbe vada lo yamit memachtis Hashek, Alas is Trumas Hashem lachapra nafsho seichem. So the Ashir isn't allowed to give more, and the poor man's not allowed to give less. An Ashir is an Ashir b'mehuso b'libo b'daito. He's an Ashir b'avodas Hashem m'yanei ruchnias. He wants to give more, not only an Ashir b'memono. In this generation, they were all Ashirim. Bizus Mitzrayim, Bizus Sayyam. And the Ani is an Ani Bedaito, and in a Devotus Hashem. Like those people who went out to get the man on Shabbos and they didn't find. So what we want to do is we want to elevate the Ani, the person who's Ani Bedaito, who feels like an Ani. There are many people who have a lot of money, but they're Aniyim Bedaito, they feel they're Aniyim. So how do you get the Ani to feel good about himself? You say you're giving exactly what the Ashir is giving. You see that really rich? He's rich, right? I don't know anybody who thinks he's poor and he thinks everybody's poor. I know a lot of people who are rich and they always say they don't have money. But I've never heard a rich person who says, I don't have money, say, nobody has money. There are no rich people. Fuck care. He has money and he's loaded and he's rolling in it. Me, I don't have. But if you equate them and you say everyone's giving the same amount, so that's the way. Kisisa, you're elevating them, you're raising them. And that's the way we can elevate all people. Just get all the people who are aniyim, aniyim b'das, to just do a little bit. Do a little bit. Say kriya shma, bikoved nafyomi. Learn every day a mishnah, halacha, perek of nach. So this way, when you do even the machzis hashek, even you do a little bit, but gives a person a good feeling when he fulfills his obligation. He does the basics. He's on the same level. I daven shachas this morning and the Gadol HaDor also daven, Chaim Knievsky also daven. So it gives the person a good feeling. This way we can encourage even those people who are Aniyim B'das. They get tremendous schar. Like it says in Mishlei, Kol Chafetzecha Lo Yishvu Bo. Nothing compares to all of the reward that one gets to learn even one halacha a day. So we should all be Zochim Yitzvah Shem after hearing this beautiful Torah, to be inspired to go Maila Maila and Torah in Yerush Shemayim. To know that this world isn't a world of absolute truth. It's hard to get to the absolute truth. And the only way to get to truth is to have special siyata d'shmayim. We should be zochet with Hashem and all of our avodas Hashem. Get to the emes la'amito b'chol ha'inyanim. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom.